Fox Business, the only team giving you the power to prosper. Liz Klayman.
To get people the information they need to make the most of their money.
David Esmond.
I have to admit, there's nothing I like better than working for the viewers.
Jerry Willis.
How to make the best financial decisions, no matter what's going on in the economy.
Eric Bolling.
We dig deeper to get the truth behind the headline.
Neil Cavuto.
That's how I do business. That's why I am business.
Only on the Fox Business Network, the power to prosper.
Congresswoman Gabrielle Giffords back in Tucson for the first time since she was shot there at a political event in January.
Quite frankly, an incredible week for the congresswoman. The very first photos of her were made public since she was shot in the head. Giffords was also released from the hospital just on Wednesday. This is a temporary visit to Tucson for Father's Day weekend. Gabby will return to Texas where she will continue her rehabilitation there as an outpatient.
Fox's Casey Stiegel. Giffords not expected to make any public appearances during the weekend. Japanese computer games company Sega is launching an investigation after saying its online database was hacked. The company sending email to users of the Sega Pass system, warning them that their email addresses, dates of birth, and encrypted passwords had been stolen. The company stressing no financial information was at risk. It's not immediately clear how many users were affected. Amanda Knox, imprisoned in Italy with a 26-year sentence for murdering her roommate in 2007, is innocent. So says a new witness, himself in prison for murdering a child, who says it was another man who killed the roommate. Knox hoping this information will sway judges who are considering her appeal request.
There is a bit of a discrepancy between all of them. And I must admit, speaking to Amanda Knox's stepfather afterwards, he said, OK, fine, there are discrepancies. But let's not forget, during the original trial case, the prosecution brought in some very unreliable witnesses that have now been discredited themselves. Amongst them, the tramp, you may remember, Antonio Curatolo, who told the court that he remembered seeing buses and youngsters queuing up to go to discos the night of the murder. It's now since emerged that he got his dates completely mixed up, and there were no buses the night of the murder back in November the 1st, 2007.
Reporter Nick Pisa with our sister network Sky News. This was to have been the day that 85-year-old Playboy Empire founder Hugh Hefner gets married, but he was dumped by his 25-year-old fiancée Crystal Harris. Life is full of surprises, he said. Chris Stanley, Fox News Radio.
Fox News Radio, 1270. Welcome back to Broadview on Fox News Radio 1270, a weekly program with updates and discussions of the issues and hot buttons of Northern Nevadans. Phone lines are open at 823-1920. And now here's your host, Jay Davis.
Yes, and welcome back to Broadview on this beautiful Saturday here in Reno. And I'm so happy to welcome Reno Mayor Bob Cashel. Bob, it's about time. I've been trying to get you in here for months. You're busy.
Well, I appreciate the invite.
That's
good to be here.
It's because you work hard, don't you?
I don't know about that, but I have a pretty good schedule.
What do you think about all the social networking? Are you on the tweets and the Twitters and the...
Twitter?
See?
Sounds like my birds out in the backyard. Tweets and Twitters.
You're sounding like an old-timer now, Bob.
I am. I'm on Facebook, but I got chastised by somebody on Facebook because I never do anything on Facebook. Yeah, all I do is collect friends.
Got to keep that up, keep that up. But it is a good networking tool.
It is. If you got a message to get out, during the legislative session, I can't believe how fast Twitter is.
Mm-hmm.
Because it had been suggested to my staff that somebody should show up Saturday morning. And so I went down on Saturday morning, got there, walked in, and sat down.
Tweet, tweet, tweet,
and
tweet.
Within seconds, Mayor Bob Cashel just walked in.
Do you know who sent that?
They did. It was one of the elected officials that was serving on the...
It's a quick way to get information out.
It really is. People that know how to do it and do it the right way.
Well, people who are busy like you and in high positions have other people who do that. I mean, they have
people
their tweeters.
People like me in high positions.
Yes.
I'm not sure I understand that.
Well, I think the mayor of Reno is a pretty high position.
I watch Twitter all day from Wall Street Journal and CNN and whatnot, because it's a great way to keep up on the news in 140-character bites. I can see what's going on very concisely all day.
Yeah, you can. I mean, if you know how to do it and work it, you can be ahead of the game.
So tell me this, Bob, how are we sitting for all the budget cuts and everything that's going on across the country? How is Reno sitting now?
Well, contrary to what people have been reporting, we're not bankrupt.
We don't seem bankrupt,
no.
Do we? No.
The bonds that we have People, big news article the other day that we had $600 million in bonds, and which we do with the train trench, the event centers and ballrooms and stuff like that, and the remodeling of Virginia Street. But those are revenue bonds. They're not guaranteed by the city.
Well, tell us the difference in that.
Well, the guarantee of the city, we would have to take it out of our general operation.
Oh.
When it's revenue-based, sales tax, property tax, and room tax, when they're down, those sales goes down and they don't get those proceeds. So the majority of the banks have really been working with us because if not, like the old Fitzgerald Garage, they wanted the city to take a multi-million dollar haircut. And instead of us taking them, they wanted to sell it cheaper than what the bond was. And we said, no, you need to take a haircut. And then somebody on the council finally said, well, why don't you just come get your garage?
Hardball.
Because that's the only security they have, is the garage.
Yeah, they need some parking downtown, that's for sure. How about the redevelopment program? Is that moving forward, or
no,
is that
right
in a
now,
stall?
Right now it's in a stall because of the economy, and we're reducing rents in the 5th Street market and stuff like that. Or not 5th Street, what is it?
2nd Street.
2nd Street market. Yeah. But we're trying now to get going again. We're seeing things bounce up a little bit as far as property tax, sales tax, and things like that. So we think that we'll be able to get a hold of things and make things happen.
How about new businesses? Are we getting new businesses moving in?
Just recently went to the groundbreaking for the urban retailers.
Ooh.
And that's a big, I don't remember how many 100,000 square feet warehouse and distribution center going to be out at Stead. And it's the Urban Outfitters.
And that's going to create some jobs.
Oh, that's yeah. Right now it's got about 200 people in the construction business, and they'll have about 150 people
Excellent.
Working when it's finished.
That's really going to help us. How about the business co-op? Are you're tuned in with that, the business co-op, where they're bringing in business owners in that one building?
The incubator, what they're trying to do, yes,
yeah.
I've seen that.
Do you think that's a good idea?
Oh, I think it's a great idea. I just haven't seen much results out of it.
Yeah. Not too many people moving in there.
No.
Yeah.
How about Siena? Did the city put money into Siena?
No.
No?
That's
no.
all private, isn't it?
That's all private. They bought it for $3.5 million, which really surprised me.
Well, I hear they tried to bail out of it at one point. I heard they tried to back out of it, and then the city said, no way.
The city?
Yeah.
We had nothing to do with it.
Nothing to do with it, huh?
Nothing. The guys had bought it for $3.5 million. We didn't have anything to do with it.
Cool.
They bought it, and there now they got it.
There used to be a street that goes through there.
Yeah.
And we had already dedicated that over to the property owners, the original property owner.
Gosh, it's so long ago. I can't even remember. The Holiday Inn, or I mean, what was
it? It was a Holiday Inn. Wasn't a Holiday Inn, it was a Holiday Hotel.
Right. Yeah, something before that even.
Yeah.
I mean, that was an old
plot. Well, that was way before
there.
My time.
Yeah, like the Mapes, huh?
Both Governor Gibbons and Sandoval have been trying to attract California businesses to Nevada because we can offer a lot of things to them, especially with California failing.
Well, you know, they talk about diversifying the economy. As long as you don't redo our tax structure somewhere down the road. I don't like taxes any more than anybody else, but you can't depend on a sales tax. It fluctuates too much. Used to, back under Bob List, I think it was, when they switched from having a strong base property tax to a sales tax. And you can't gut education and expect people to move here.
No.
When I was lieutenant governor of the state, we traveled around. One of the first questions was, how's the education system? Because why are they going to move a young staff of tech people here and you can't get a good education for your kids? Or why would they move small families, young families here that need to get good education? So, and the University of Nevada is one of our biggest assets. Half of their employees are paid by grants and foundations that put into research and everything. And talk about high tech. The University of Nevada is high tech, and so I'm real disappointed to see they're not really addressing the issues of what we did to do for revenue.
What do you think is the difference in the old days, let's say, when Reno was
I wish
mostly...
you'd watch the way you say old days and look at me. You know, it really makes me feel bad.
Did you know the Donner Party yourself, actually?
I met them coming around right after they got in trouble. I met a couple.
What I mean is, when gaming was the most important thing, the thing that Reno had was gaming, and it brought families that needed to work. So maybe the education wasn't that important then, but it's different now, isn't it?
Oh, it's a lot different now. You know, back when we were the only state with live gaming, now you got 48 states with live gaming, and I just read recently where the government said now Indian casinos, instead of being built on tribal lands, can be built anywhere.
And they can own them still.
And they can own them.
Yeah.
And so I don't know if they get the tax breaks. I haven't read the law or anything, but it would be it'd be pretty tough.
So life has changed here because it used to be gaming, like I said, and families came here to work. So they sent their kids to school, whatever school was here, and that's what they got. That's the education they got.
And I love it where everybody compares us with other states. They don't. We can't be compared. Other states don't put a slot machine in every grocery store, bar, you know. I told somebody the other day, now that they came out with computers, the back of the toilet stall could have a Keno game and you could play and enjoy yourself.
There you go.
Good idea. You know, I might run with that.
When I went to a church last Sunday, I put my tithe right into a slot machine.
Steve, that's bad. That's
lightning's
bad.
Coming through here in a second.
Yeah, well, I'm going to move over. You mind moving over, Simon?
So now, as far as online gaming, what's going to happen? Are we going to have